Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Cookie, and we have online with us one of the premier charter operators in the Pacific Northwest. And we have Jason Schultz from Hells Canyon Charters in the state of Idaho. Is that right?
Yeah, we're based out of Lewiston, Idaho, John.
Okay. And, well, you know, we're curious to hear about what Hells Canyon is. Never been there, but you'll tell us about it. But I think what we'd like to do is start off with a very much sought-after fish in the Pacific Northwest and some other areas, but it's something that most people know very little about across the United States, and that would be there's a prehistoric monster freshwater fish that I understand can live to be over 100 years old and 14 feet long. Why don't you go ahead and start us off on that?
Yeah, you know, John, the sturgeon, we call them the great white sturgeon because they are classified as the white sturgeon. They're actually the largest freshwater fish in North America, and they inhabit a lot of these waters, freshwater that enter into the Pacific Ocean, the Snake River, Columbia, the Fraser system, and a lot of the smaller rivers that go into Puget Sound in Washington State. We target these sturgeon in the waters of the Snake River and Hell's Canyon, which is the Snake River is a large tributary to the Columbia River. I'm actually making the drive today to the Pacific side. It's probably about a seven-hour drive from where I live to the Pacific Ocean at Astoria, where the Columbia River goes into the Pacific. And all these waters up through there all have sturgeon, and some pieces of river have catch and keep segments, and some are catch and release only. Now, the Hell's Canyon piece where we live and where we run our sturgeon charters, it's a catch and release only. And because of that, it's one of the better areas to go to catch large sturgeon because there is no take on them. And the neat thing about sturgeon is they are so catch and releasable. They are very tough fish. You can bring them in, bring them along shore after you've caught them. We don't like to take the sturgeon out of the water, but you can get them up to the edge and get nice pictures. And great white sturgeon is just an unbelievable sport fish, John.
Right. Well, you see a lot of people get in the water with them and hold on to them because they are, they look prehistoric. And from what I understand, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty well unevolved from what they say from many, many, many years back. And they're closely related to the shark family, which is another very unevolved creature.
Because there's no bones.
So with being that, this is Cookie, the first question I have for you, being that this is a prehistoric fish that seems to be pretty big, how would you catch one of these fish?
Well, he's going to go into that.
No, but I'm curious right now.
Okay. All right, Cookie.
I'm curious because if it's so big and they are in deep waters, I would assume, right?
Okay. Well, they can't be that
big.
Not
all. Yeah, not all.
20, 30,
not
60
always.
Feet.
Yeah. Okay, not all.
But why don't you go ahead and answer that question, if you wouldn't mind, Jason.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a great fishery, and we'll talk a little bit more about the fish in a second. But give us a method that you use and some tips on where to find these creatures.
Okay, so sturgeon are pretty much scattered up and down the river, and you'll find them mainly in parts of the river that will collect the most feed. And sturgeon are a bottom feeder. They'll end up in the bigger eddy pools. If you kind of watch the debris in the springtime, you'll notice that there's certain parts of the river where the driftwood and everything kind of collect up. And those same types of spots will have more sturgeon in them because whatever feed is available, dead fish and whatnot, will settle down to the bottom in those spots.
Mm-hmm.
We like to, we're operating big gas-powered jet boats up to 30 feet long to get up down the Snake River there in Hell's Canyon. And some of the stuff we're running through is class 4 and 5 whitewater to get up sturgeon holes. The rigging, John and Cookie, is very simple. It's your basic three-way rig. You have a 3-foot-long leader with a 10-aught hook. It's barbless, single hook. And up above your leader, you have a barrel swivel, which will have a slider above that for your weight. So your weight is on a little foot-long dropper, and your weight can be anywhere between 16 ounces and maybe as small as 6 ounces, depending on the water depth and current. And the bait can be salmon, it can be trout, it could be bass. In Idaho, we are allowed to use, the fish that we catch out of the river to use for bait. So you can use any of the sport fish you catch as bait.
Hmm.
Some states that's not legal to
do.
But in Idaho, we can actually use game fish for bait. Salmon being one of my most favorite baits because sturgeon feed heavily on the dead salmon after they come up and spawn.
Right. I was just going to say that they're basically a bottom feeder. So that now when you use the bait, is it better to use like catfish bait that's kind of stinky, or do they like fresh bait?
I like fresh bait. I've tried it both ways, and fresh seems to always outfish the, at least up in the waters where we live. And I've heard stories of people, you know, making their bait lay out in the sun. And personally, if I can use fresh bait and not deal with the stink,
You're the expert, but just make a couple of comments. I've had the opportunity to catch sturgeon in Oregon. And from what, you can elaborate on this, but from what I understand that what you need to do, first of all, you have to know what you're doing and know where they are, which that's why you want to go with a guide. But generally, you look for a depression in the river and a hole where the sturgeon might be down in, and then just kind of put your bait, drop it down and then bring it up to the side. Does that sound about right?
I do two types of techniques. I'll either do an anchor and set technique where I'll anchor the boat up near the sturgeon hole and then cast my weight and bait, let it settle to bottom and let the rod sit. Or my preferred method is what I call hover fishing or back bouncing. I'll actually use my trolling motor to just hold the boat right over top of where I think the sturgeon are. And my clients will just slowly lower their bait down until they feel the weight touch bottom. And then they just, as the boat hovers around and swings side to side in the current, they're either letting a little line out or they're bringing a little line in just so that they can lift their tip and just make bottom contact with that weight. They just bump and bottom. And I really like fishing like that because, for one, the rod is in your hand when you get bit. And for two, it just seems like you can cover a lot more water and you don't have to deal with. Sometimes having an anchor out can be a nuisance if you have to break
away. Yeah, if the fish starts to run,
Yeah.
But, they are big, they're powerful. They don't dance on top of the water, but they do come up after a while. They usually come up and make a couple of rolls. But, when they do, in the areas that you can keep, there's normally a slot limit. And obviously the older ones, the ones that produce all of the babies, you don't want to kill those off because give us a quick idea about the lifespan of a sturgeon.
Well, they've done a lot of studying on sturgeon in Hell's Canyon in the last 15 years. And they're telling me that a 10-foot fish in our section of river will be roughly 100 years old and near the end of its lifespan.
Wow.
So how do you know? You just said you don't want to kill it. Yeah, they're big.
They're big. That's how you know. But no, you don't want to, again, normally the bigger, older fish are the one that produce the most. The slot limit, where it depends on where it might be, somewhere between 4 and 5 feet if you catch it in that area. And I have to say that they are very tasty table fare. I think the preferred method, I think, is to just deep fry chunks. And it kind of comes out like lobster. But
pretty good.
They are very protected, but they're very interesting, very exciting. And the people from all over the United States don't know a lot about it other than the fact that, that's where caviar comes from. But why don't we go ahead and give some information right now about you, but you're not going to go anywhere. So let's go ahead and talk real quick about.
Actually, we're going to take a quick 1 minute break. Right. But Jason, we want you to hang on.
I'm here.
Yeah, we got one. Hang on. And I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking to Jason Schultz of Hell's Canyon Charters in Idaho and learning a lot about sturgeon and where to find them and how to catch them. And maybe next we'll find out how to eat them.
I suspect that Jason catches a lot more than just sturgeons, and maybe we'll get into that in a little bit. But
you can find us on fishtalkradio.com for any past shows. You can also find us on TuneIn and iHeartRadio, webtalkradio.net, and you are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and John and
Thank
Cookie,
you, Cookie.
We'll be
All
right,
we're going to be right back with you. Hang on there, and don't go anywhere, Jim.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Kentucky Lake and Barkley, Sardis, Ross, Burnett, Toledo Bend, Rayburn, and Conroe, he won't forget. He loved the Lake of the Ozarks.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I am John Hennigan in studio, and we also have Jason Schultz on the line with us. We just got through talking about sturgeon, and we have Minerva from Minerva's Charters and Baja Tackle in Cabo San Lucas. I think that, you know, Jason is a premier sport fishing expert, but Minerva is an expert on fishing in Cabo San Lucas, so maybe we'll get an opportunity to teach Jason some things about warm water fishing and big game fishing. Minerva, thank you for calling in.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, and bring it up a little bit. Your volume's a little bit low, because I know you're an excitable girl.
But, all right.
Now, this is another interesting year, but I suspect that this is the time of year the water's warming up and the fishing's warming up.
We have got anywhere from 88 to 90 degree water in the Sea of Cortez.
Wow.
That's hot.
That is hot. Minerva, this is
yep.
Jason Schultz. I'm an outfitter out of Idaho, and I've visited Cabo one time, but tell me about what you do. I'm really curious.
What I personally do, well, I've been here for 37 years in the sport fishing business, and we have a local tackle shop where we charter our boats from.
Cool.
This is what we do on a daily basis. We like to consider ourselves experts in the field. Very proud of being part of the beautiful Mexican sport fishing fleet here. And, mm-hmm. You know, Cabo's got waters that are plentiful with striped marlin all year round, and right now we're finding a few other species here and there.
Wow. When I visited Cabo a few years back, we caught a fish called yellowtail and then some tuna as well. And, man, they were great eating fish,
they are.
I can tell you that.
And I don't want to, I could be mistaken, but yellowtail are possible in Cabo. They're down there. Yellowfin is the tuna, which I think is more prevalent. Do we ever get any yellowtail down there, Minerva?
Yes, we do. We get some yellowtail down here around April and May, and then that's about it. It's a very small run. Of course, 350 miles from here up in Loretto, that's
the capital.
Beautiful yellowtail grounds, and so we get a few of them. They must have lost their way or something.
Cool. Yeah, they were good-eating fish, and the captain filleted them up for us, and we were sent to a local restaurant to have our fish cooked. It was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of them will do that down there.
Don't you think it's just incredible the way when you catch your fish, you're sure it's the best fish in the whole ocean?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I was impressed with was the yachts they keep in that harbor there. Oh, man, there's some beautiful ones.
Oh, yeah. We have premier yachts that visit us from all over, and some of them are very, very accustomed to staying all season long.
Well, I can see why. It's a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you have a sport fisher, if you have a yacht, sooner or later you're going to end up in our beautiful marina.
That's great.
Yeah, or if you don't have one, just go down and Minerva will fix you up. She's got a fleet of just awesome, very well maintained with incredible captains down there. And, I would say also, we've talked about it all the time, as far as value, I don't think there's anything in the world that compares to Baja for what you pay and what you get.
I think on the international sport fishing market, we are very reasonable. We may be, expensive in other areas, being isolated as we are, but in the area of sport fishing, we have very reasonable packages here.
Yeah, well, most of the places in the world, even on a river, and I'm not saying that, Jason, you don't have some great deals, but, in Cabo, you can get a captain deckhand lunch, drinks, 32-foot boat for around $750 for four people.
Of course, you want to be real smart when you're shopping around and make sure that what's included in those packages, and when you're ready to pay, if the 16% Baja sales tax is included in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's significant now. It seems like it's gone up. I think it was 12, was it, 2 years ago? But anyway, it's still by far and away the best value. Minerva, give us some contact information.
Well, you can always reach us on the email. We're Minerva@Minervas.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is Minervas.com.
Okay. Thank you, Minerva. We appreciate that very much. And
we appreciate all of you. Keep those sturgeon coming, Jason.
There you go.
Hey, we're going to try.
Okay.
Nice visiting.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jason, speaking of all of those beautiful high-end boats, we have the pleasure of Jim Korkinski on the line that has one of those. He's from calling from Edmonton, Canada. We just recently got back from an Alaska trip. But why don't we go ahead, and Jim, could you give Jason a quick idea about the operation you have in Cabo?
Hey, Jason.
Hey,
we've got wonderful refurbished 43-foot Riviera with a nice crew, friendly. We've got Captain Juan on board with Pablo and Julio as the mates. And as John has always promoted Cabo, the aquarium of the world, it's fun to go out. Today the boat's out with a bachelor party. And all I can say is I've owned the boat for about a year, and we're number two on TripAdvisor, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Good for you. That sounds like a lot of fun, Jim. I'll tell you what, there's days when I'm out on the Snake River in Hell's Canyon in the middle of winter steelhead fishing. When it's 20 degrees outside, your lines are freezing up, I'm thinking, man, there's got to be somewhere down south I could be where it'd be a lot warmer.
Great. Jason, we're going to get you down there, and maybe we can work out a deal with some fishing in the Pacific Northwest and taking you down and showing you what Baja is really all about. But
We're fine. Okay.
But I'm sure that would be great. Now, Jim, while I do have you on the line, we just had a great time up in Alaska, and I really appreciate you and your most delightful seven-year-old son. And you know, I'll tell you what, at the resort that we were, everybody got to know him very quickly.
Well, they had Wi-Fi at the resort everywhere, so it's safe to say a seven-year-old's in heaven when he can fish and be on the Internet at the same time.
Boy, how times have changed. But, yes, it's true. But now, you've got a boat down there also. But before we go into that, there's something that's come up that I think is a very unique possibility, and Jason might even be interested in this, is that you tend to apparently like to fish Alaska because you've got another trip booked. Was it for next month?
I'm going up to Seward, and I booked a charter boat exclusive trip, a lodge trip for 4 days. And it was an exclusive family trip with my wife, my son, my dad, and my brother-in-law and his father. And my sister's expecting her second child. So for some reason, my brother-in-law can't go, and his guests have canceled as well. So I came up with a creative package where if anybody wants to jump on board our boat, they would pay the lodge fee and the charter, and I would comp them a full day of fishing in Cabo San Lucas on Blue Sky.
Well, Jim, if you'll do that, I'll give them a couple to stay at my condo in Cabo.
Sure.
Okay. But they need to get in touch with us to find out about that. And apparently it's one of these things you're going to pay for whether they go or not. So you really want them to come and join
in. I'm sunk cost, and I'm thinking about bringing up some of my younger children to get the harvest quotas up on the boat, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have someone else,
okay,
an adult, fish with me.
Right. Well, in other words, this is a very, very rare opportunity that's coming in quickly. Give us a quick what's the dollar amount to do this?
It's $2,500 and includes everything but gratuity and license.
Mm-hmm.
It includes your food, notwithstanding alcohol, and it gets you from Anchorage Airport to Seward and back to Anchorage.
So that is all inclusive, and that's for one person.
That's $2,500 per person. Yes.
Right. Okay. And like I said, I'll throw in maybe three, 4 nights at a condo in Cabo San Lucas if anybody's interested in taking advantage of that last minute deal.
That's great.
Okay.
Sounds like a great deal. Hey Jim, real quick, have you
fished
in Seward
popped
before?
In on the phone. What's your website, Jace?
My website is Hell's Canyon Sport. Fishing.com.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you. John, thanks for having me on the line. Clover Pass Resort treated us great. I went home with 50 pounds of fish. Should have went home with 100, but, when you fish with a little guy, you got to take some breaks.
Right. No, that worked out great. We had a great time. And then just one more time, if somebody wants to take advantage, and you have room for two people?
We have room for two. Okay. They can get a hold of me on the Internet or call you.
Yeah.
But my website address is blueskyfishing.net.
Okay. Or get in touch with them. If somebody wants to do a last-minute trip, let's just say that we'll make them a deal that they can't refuse. But this is coming up very quickly, so they have to really jump on it if they're interested. And we'll guarantee that it's the trip of a lifetime.
Great. Have a good Friday, guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll talk
later,
to you soon, Jim. Okay, and thanks
bye-bye.
For that information. Now, we're going to be take a break. We'll be back in just about a minute. And I believe that we're going to be talking to Rocio. Rocio's
on
the line waiting for
holding.
Us. So we're going to be back down to one of the premier all-inclusive resort in Cabo San Lucas. And you'll have some more questions also for her, Jason, I'm sure. But you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Make sure that you visit us on Facebook when we have some Alaska pictures up.
Yep, Cookie? We have some. Oh yeah, we have Alaska pictures, and we also have a couple contests too, a couple events.
Okay,
so definitely get on there and get registered. We've have the trip with Real Fun Adventures in November, down to Baja.
Maybe we'll see if we can fill up Jim's trip too, because he's already paid for it. Mm-hmm. He'll make it. Trust me. Yep. Trust me. You make an offer, and we'll make it happen.
Well, we'll
anyway.
Be right.
Anyway, we're going to go, but we're not going away. We're going to be right back with Rocio from the Los Cabos Finisterre all-inclusive resort in Cabo San Lucas. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring a whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
Fix me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in the pickup.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio with Cookie, who is our emerging angler expert on Baja. We went down. Her first big experience was at East Cape last November, which we're going to be doing again shortly. But we also have to get you down to the Finisterre. Now, that is a place ladies would love to go.
And who do we have on?
And everybody
and
does.
Who's
oh,
on
we've
the
got
phone?
Rocio on the line. Maybe she'll tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon to everybody. I just want to share that I'm so happy working for this beautiful property right here. For those that don't know where Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is located, we are just on a cliffside with a beautiful panoramic view of Cabo San Lucas. We are just right there between the Pacific Ocean and the bay and the marina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, so the location of this property is one of the best selling points.
And we did just have Jim on the line with Blue Sky, and from your, was it the whale-watching bar? Is that the one that looks over the marina now. You can look down in the marina. You can probably see his yacht down there. And you look out the other side, you see the whales. And then, you know, around the corners, the arches. But let me just give Jason, a quick idea. You pull out of the marina in Cabo San Lucas. You go right to go up into the Pacific, left to go up into the Sea of Cortez, or you go straight out, which is where the, a lot of where the tuna is. But, you know, we have actually, I lost $100 some years ago because someone hooked up with a bigger marlin directly in front of the Finisterre about 200 yards offshore.
Wow. I don't know if I think that's good or not.
Yeah.
Good for the one who took your $100.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
And then you got to cook it, I bet.
Right? No, but that was a while ago. You normally don't. And again, the marlin is a lot like the sturgeon. They can live, actually their life cycle is not that much different. From what I understand, the blacks and the blues can reach, you know, 75 to 100 years. And they get to be over 1,000 pounds. So normally, now Cabo San Lucas is famous for striped marlin, which very rare would you find one over 200. Usually they're between 100 and 200 pounds. But they fight like the Dickens, and they are a lot of fun. They come out of the water and jump around. And, you know, that's if you're going to go fishing and if you want to be in high-end comfort, you can put a package together down there that's unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. I wanted to know a little bit about when would I want to go if I was going to take my family, you know, and go to a place where we could be comfortable and catch fish and hit the beach. When's the best time of year to be a fish?
Can I answer that, Rocio, if you don't mind?
Yes.
There is cycles and seasons. And first of all, as far as fishing goes, the warmer the water, the better the fishing, which would be July, August, September, October.
Okay.
But when you get into October through the holidays, it's kind of high season. There's a lot more people. But if you don't mind some heat, I'm sure Rocio could do you a really special price in September, assuming some
that's
of space.
The best. Mm-hmm.
So that would be, the fishing is incredible. It gets, let's just say, warm, high humidity. But, you know, air conditioning and the pool and the boats and cervezas and soft drinks and stuff that, you know, it's really quite comfortable. So depending on what, if you're going fishing, it's what species you're after. There is a cooler water, things like we mentioned earlier, you mentioned the yellowtail and sierras inshore. But the yellowfin and the marlin are more easily found in basically now through beginning of November.
I gotcha.
Okay.
And swimming and all that is good mainly year-round or what?
Well, in the Pacific Ocean, there's a lot of swells. So if you go around the bay in the beaches, but the best swimming is in the pools at the Finisterre.
You are correct, John.
Yeah. But there is, if you can take some time to explore around, about 2 hours north, is some of the finest diving anywhere in the world in La Paz. So if you can take a few times, make your base in Cabo and rent a car and go to do a couple of different day trips, it'd be perfect. And when you come back, they got dinner waiting for you, and it's included.
Boy, that's nice, isn't it? After a long day of fishing and goofing off, come home, dinner's on the table.
There you go. But we would certainly, and was. If you don't mind, give us a little bit of quick information, Rocio. I know that easiest thing to do is just go to Google and type in Finisterre, but it's FINIS, like at the end, and then Terra, TERRA. Yeah. Like,
yes.
In other words,
Sandos.
It's like Sandos,
you go
Finisterre.
To the Sandos.com, and then you will find, look for the Finisterre because we have 4 properties in Mexico.
Okay.
And Finisterre in English means the end of the land. That's the meaning of Finisterre.
Okay. End of the land. Well, it is. It's the beginning of paradise. Rocio, thank you very much. We really appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You betcha.
You and everybody else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
no, you're welcome.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Jason, we're going to go to something that you're a little bit more familiar with. We have Stan Wong from giving us a call that is, Stan is with Lake Chabot, which is up towards the central and northern California. Stan is one, I guess, the marine manager. Stan, welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, give us a little bit of an idea about what's going on in your part of the world. Why don't you first off, for those of us that are not that familiar with where you are, give it a little bit of an idea of where you are, what's around you, and, you know, besides the great water sports, what are some of the reasons to come to Lake Chabot?
Well, we offer nice hiking, biking trails with plenty of shoreline, and our fishing is actually doing really, really well right now. So we were rated number 7 on the top 100 place in the nation to actually boat and fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So, and it's right here located in the heart of the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. We're about half an hour away from San Francisco, and, yeah, about same thing from half an hour away to San Jose. So we're actually right dab in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little gem of a place. A lot of people don't know this place is here, but once they come in, they're amazed
yeah.
at how nice the area is.
Right. And you've got all you have to do is show up, and you got everything for them.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're operated by Cal Parks. It has a number of different lakes throughout California. But if we want to go to Chabot, what's the easy way to find you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's the easiest way to find your facility as far as the contact information?
Contact information, we do have a website. It's www.norcalfishing.com.
Okay, norcalfishing.com. Okay.
Yeah, or they can just call us.
Okay, so just go to norcalfishing.com. That's an easy one. We appreciate that very much, and I hope you're having a great summer.
Absolutely. We're having a great summer.
All right. Stan, thank you very much for your patience in joining us on Fish Talk Radio.
Yeah, not a problem.
All righty. Appreciate that. And we still, hopefully, we still have Jason on the line. Jason, we got just a couple of quick minutes here. Let's go ahead and kind of go back over a little bit. If you want to just kind of finish up with sturgeon and, of course, anything that you, or if you just want to talk about some of the other activities that you would encourage people to do in your charter business.
Well, you know, the number one biggest draw for my fishing business here in Idaho is our steelhead. We do a lot of sturgeon trips in the spring. We do spring run Chinook and we do fall run Chinook on the Snake and Columbia rivers. But the steelhead is king where we live. And we actually have about a 6-month long season. We'll start steelhead fishing middle of September and it goes clear through into March. We get two distinct runs of fish. We have what they call A-run and B-run steelhead. The B-run are a year older and they're a little bit bigger mm-hmm. than A-run steelhead. They average 5 to 7 pounds, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, these B-run fish can be in that 12 to 14-pound size and up to 20-plus. Steelhead's by far my favorite. They're just right. magnificent fish.
Well, you know, I have a question for you that I really don't understand, is that steelhead, you know, are related to salmon, but the difference is a steelhead will go to the ocean and for a couple of years and return and repeat that cycle, where a salmon goes out, comes back, and it's then it lays its eggs, and that was its life cycle. But how many times can a steelhead go and return, and about, you know, what how long do they live?
Well, you know, a steelhead may return to spawn 1 or 2 more times after its first time back.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a steelhead will stay out in the ocean 1 to 3 years before mm-hmm. it comes back to spawn. There's 5 species of Pacific salmon. You have the chum, sockeye, king, silvers, and the pink salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Steelhead are actually a trout. They're a sea-run rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
All the Pacific salmon, like you mentioned, when they come, they return, they spawn, and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of their life cycle. Steelhead, not so. They'll spawn, and they will actually, what they call kelt. They're kelts at that point. They're trying to get back to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the smaller coastal streams, you know, the steelhead may only have to go up 5-10 miles to find its spawning grounds, and it's easy for them to get back into the salt right. water. Well, where we're hundreds of miles upstream from the mouth of Columbia, it's much further
right.
Journey downstream, so the fish are weak, and they figure only, you know, a small percentage actually make it back, considering they have 8 dams to go through, 4
right.
below us on the Snake and
right.
4 on the
and
Columbia.
They do introduce fishery fish, and I guess those are the ones, if you're going to keep them, would be those. But anyway, we're running out of the time in this segment, but before we go, I want to make sure we've got information on you and Hell's Canyon Fishing. So you've got, I know that you've got numerous expert guides, And so if you're interested in doing anything in the Pacific Northwest, we mentioned earlier, easiest thing for me is just to go to Google. And actually, all you do is type in Hell's Canyon Fishing, and it'll pop right up.
Yeah, Hell's Canyon Fishing. You'll get us. The actual name of my business is Hell's Canyon Sport Fishing, and you can get us at hellscanyonsportfishing.com.
Okay.
You can find us there all day long. We've got tons of information. I have about 10 different websites up. So
great.
Poke around. If you Google around,
you'll
find it.
All right. Make sure you go to Fish Talk Radio, and you can listen to this program all over again and listen to Jason. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.